Welcome to the series and season premiere of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. Survivors ready? Go. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, or you can receive a free consultation as well by clicking on the box to do that at brandonlegalgroup.com. What does full service mean? It can mean family law. It can mean divorce. It can mean child support adjustment. You can receive a free consultation to ask if what they call full service covers what your legal need is. And men, if you have been paying permanent alimony and would like to stop paying permanent alimony, Brandon Legal Group would love to talk to you because as of July 1st, 2023, Governor DeSantis signed into law no more permanent alimony in the state of Florida. So if you are a man paying permanent alimony, you might want to reach out to Brandon Legal Group for them to help you put an end to permanent alimony. Find out more at brandonlegalgroup.com or call for a free consultation at 813-902-3576. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. I am toddwright2121 on Instagram and Twitter, and perhaps we can be Facebook friends. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Yes, my other podcasts are the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is a non-fantasy related podcast that talks about anything I want. And then there's, of course, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which is already 25 episodes in to season 8, sponsored by Hooters, that is specifically fantasy. As fantasy football has grown, I've heard estimates that as many as 6 million people in the United States and Canada play fantasy football. Survivor football has grown as well. I used to play in Survivor Leagues. I gave them up to concentrate on fantasy football, but I'm back. And I'm back because of the growth of Survivor football and so many of my friends and colleagues playing Survivor football. So I want to get back into it, and I thought it'd be fun to do a podcast on it as well. For those of you that don't know what Survivor football leagues are, it's actually quite a simple concept. Every week, you pick one team to win a game. Not against the spread. Doesn't have to be a favorite. Doesn't have to be an underdog. Doesn't have to be a home team. Doesn't have to be a road team. They don't have to score a particular number of points. We don't involve over-unders. The only requirement is you can only use a team in the NFL one time to win a game. They must win, not tie. And that's it. You can only use them once. So you can't pick Kansas City every week. You can't pick Philadelphia every week. You can't pick Cincinnati more than once. You can't pick Dallas more than once. You can't pick Buffalo more than once. So you're trying to stay alive. Go as long as you can through the regular season, picking one winner. I've always thought the most fascinating thing about Survivor Leagues is you can pick against the team as much as you want. So one of the first things I did this year in laying out season-long strategy for Survivor football was look at the expected worst teams in terms of total wins, and I just picked randomly BetMGM's win totals, and cross-reference them with early point spreads for road games, where those bad teams are considered most unlikely to win a game. For example, Arizona, week 4 at San Francisco, week 7 at Seattle, week 13 at Pittsburgh, week 17 at Philadelphia, Houston, week 1 at Baltimore, week 3 at Jacksonville, week 10 at Cincinnati, week 14 at the Jets, Tampa Bay, week 1 at Minnesota, week 8 at Buffalo, week 11 at San Francisco, week 15 at Green Bay. Rams, week 3 at Cincinnati, week 8 at Dallas, week 14 at Baltimore, maybe week 17 at the New York Giants. Indianapolis, week 3 at Baltimore, week 6 at Jacksonville, week 14 at Cincinnati. You get the idea. And then you sort of cross-section because the minute you take someone, you can't use them again. And perhaps you're better off taking someone else that you might not have a spot to use, as many spots to use down the road. So, for example, I'm just going to lay this out. And I did this a month ago. I laid out my picks for the entire season. Crazy. Taking no injuries into account, nothing. That if I was going to try to get, I actually did 17 weeks, and then I had, I think, 5 candidates for week 18. So here was my, a month ago, early August, what I would do if I had to pick the whole season before the week 1 game. Ready? Baltimore week 1, Buffalo week 2, Jacksonville week 3, Philadelphia week 4, Detroit week 5, Miami week 6, Seattle week 7, Chargers week 8, Cleveland, I have Cleveland or New York Giants week 9. Let's see here. Let's just say New York Giants week 9. Week 10, Cincinnati. Week 11, San Francisco. Week 12, Dallas. Week 13, Pittsburgh. Week 14, New York Jets. Week 15, Green Bay. Week 16, Kansas City. Ironically, I circled the Giants for week 17. So let's move that piece to, have I, you know what? I guess I got through 16 weeks because I used the Giants in week 9. And in week 17, I identified 4 teams that I'd want to play. Philly, which I've used in week 4. The Giants, which I've used in week 9. Jacksonville, which I've used in week 3. Buffalo, which I've used in week 2. So, if I use Cleveland in week 9, that leaves the Giants available in week 16. But you know what? I think that's when Arizona goes to Cleveland. Don't have that readily available. But let's just say I'm through 16 weeks with the Giants in week 9, and we'll stop before week 17 and week 18. But you get the idea. Now, is that going to be right? No. I might have fun looking back at that in this podcast as we go along. But the whole idea was lay out teams most likely to win on a weekly basis and then sort of work on each week. What's my best option here? Is it a time I can only use them, or are there, let's see how many times I wrote down Kansas City, just as one example. I wrote them down for week 3. I wrote them down for week 16. I didn't write them down a lot. I wrote down Philly for week 4 and week 17. I want to find one where it appeared quite a bit. But I was doing more anti to come up with a plan. Let's see. All right. Well, let's just get into week 1. And we'll see what other options would be. So, for example, when I did this a month ago, I said, let's go Baltimore week 1. Ravens against Texans. As we speak today, Ravens are a double-digit home favorite against the Texans. Ravens with a returning quarterback, with what they feel is an upgraded roster, good defense, against the Houston Texans team, rookie quarterback, rookie head coach. Expected to be one of the worst teams in the National Football League this year. So the line is 10. The Ravens don't have to cover the 10 for you to win with them in week one. So why would I, in planning the whole season out, take the Ravens in this spot, other than the fact that I knew they were going to be a huge favorite in week one, and the line has only grown in their favor the last month? I have other opportunities to play the Ravens in week three, week six, week 14, as three other examples. Those were three others that jumped off the page. In week three, the Ravens host Indianapolis. Let's see if I can find who the Ravens host in week six. It should be on my board. I have so many things here. It's just difficult to find it. But I highlighted Baltimore week one, week three, week six, and see if I can find their week 14 game. I can. Rams. Rams at Ravens week 14. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Where I'm currently considering the Jets in week 14. The Texans go to the Jets that week. So you get the idea. So do I want to use the Ravens this week, or do I want to hold them, say, for week 14 when God knows what the Rams might be doing? And the Ravens should be in playoff contention, but you don't know by then if Lamar Jackson's going to be healthy enough to play, because last 2 years around there, he hasn't been. So that factors into the strategy. The other team that I identified for week one was Minnesota for week one against Tampa Bay. Bad head coach in Todd Bowles, bad starting quarterback in Baker Mayfield, no Tom Brady, who bailed them out of at least half of their wins last year with what he did late. Otherwise, the Bucs roughly have the same record as the Colts, the Texans, or the Bears last year. So, reasons to go against the Bucs: week one at Minnesota, week eight at Buffalo, week 11 at San Francisco, week 15 at Green Bay. Those were four games that I highlighted where I was like, okay, I can go against the Bucs as many times as I want. Maybe I go against them four times this year. Week 1, week 8, week 11, week 15. And I'm laying out the entire season before I do this. Now, Minnesota only really popped up when I went with who's playing bad teams and who's hosting those bad teams at home. Minnesota only popped up one more time, and that was in week 12 and week 18. See if I can find the week 12 game. Yes. Bears at Minnesota, week 12. And I don't think very highly of the Bears. So, and as we speak, the Vikings are a popular survivor play. Week one, current line as of the time of this recording, lunchtime on Wednesday, September the 6th, Vikings 6-point home favorites against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another popular play in the last month, because of what's been going on with the Arizona Cardinals, has been an anti-Arizona Cardinal play for week one that didn't stand out at first, but now does, just because the Cardinals stand out as not looking ready to start the season, with a head coach who may not be head coaching material, and with two quarterbacks, we don't even know the starter as of 1 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, who haven't started a game for them. because Kyler Murray's not ready to go, which we expected. So Washington has rapidly moved into territory for week one survivor consideration as a 7-point home favorite with, is that the lowest total of the week? Yes, it is. 38.5. So the expectation here is that the Cardinals just can't score. And as much as Sam Howell has one NFL start more than either of the quarterbacks on the Cardinals roster, they have an experienced head coach. They have a new offensive coordinator in Eric Bieniemy. They're returning wide receiver options. They're returning multiple running backs. And Sam Howell's had a full camp to be the number one guy. And to some has been quite impressive. Let me quote Survivor-obsessed Gil Alexander. Great guy, terrific host at VSiN, who is obsessed with Survivor. In what he sent me via text before I cut this broadcast today. Most people are going to play Washington because it's both versus Arizona and there's no other natural time to play Washington. Gil goes on to say, if you have multiple entries, don't play them all on Washington to allow for a possible Cardinals win and associated carnage. That's very fair. Many people play Survivor with multiple entries to allow for the upset, the surprise, and allowing you to keep going. So what Gil said is terrific and why he's so good at what he does. I'm not playing multiple entries. I'm playing one in my league this year. And as of right now, my pick is penciled in as Washington. It's an anti-Arizona pick. I don't think the Cardinals are ready for the start of the season. And Rivera and Howell will be ready for the start of the season. Besides, they've sold this game out in Washington. It's the first game under new ownership. This game is sort of a celebration, a rebirth of the Washington franchise. So some feel very strongly. I saw an online poll via Circus Survivor that talked about these three games we've talked about and said, if you had to pick, would it be Washington, Minnesota, or Baltimore? And then there was other. Washington, at the time I voted, Washington was getting 40% of the vote. Other was getting the fourth most. I think it was 9%. That fourth one, which, speaking of Gil's network, VSiN, this bubbled up on Twitter Tuesday. One particular show on VSiN was talking about a sneaky Survivor Week 1 selection being the Seahawks at home against the Rams. Seahawks, as we speak right now, I'm looking at numbers from Tuesday via a really good guy, Patrick Everson, sports betting expert at Vegas Insider. And thank you for your kind words about my work, Patrick. I enjoy your work as well. Let's see. So Seahawks, 5.5-point choice over the Rams. Seahawks at home. Rams, right, without their best player, or one of their two best players in Cooper Kupp. Already talk about, will they trade Aaron Donald before the trade deadline? How long does Matthew Stafford hold up? What kind of frame of mind is Cam Akers in? What kind of frame of mind is Sean McVay in? It doesn't feel like the Rams are set up for success this year. Also, like the Bucs, for every $3 every other NFL team had to spend on players this year, the Rams and Bucks had $2. The other dollar pays the credit card bill from winning Super Bowls in recent years. The dead money combined from the Rams and the Bucks is roughly $150 million. And that's why neither team was able to add anything of significance this year because they're paying off the salary cap bill from previous years going all in. So those are the four. Sure, you could pick somebody else. I mean, there are other favorites out there. Let's take a look. Chiefs at home against the Lions, although we have the Travis Kelce news of the hyperextended knee, making Kelce, let's just say, questionable to play on Thursday night against the Lions. But Chiefs could be a play. But you could play the Chiefs in a number of other weeks. Like I'm playing them in week 16 at home against the Raiders in my season-long picks. Let's see what else is out there. Jaguars are at home against the Colts. First-year head coach, rookie quarterback. Jaguars, 4.5-point choice at home. Could use them there. I prefer to wait and maybe use them in week 3 against the Texans. What is another significant number? You could go the Broncos. 4-point favorite. Actually, the Jaguars are at the Colts. And I try to stay away from road teams in Survivor and in general. I know good teams are going to win some road games. Bad teams will lose home games. But I tend to talk up home teams if you're looking for one team to win a game. Eagles. Oh, they're on the road at the Patriots, sorry. And by the way, I've told you I love the Giants week 1, getting 3.5 against the Cowboys, but I'm not touching that from a Survivor standpoint. I just think the Giants are significantly undervalued for the season, and they are undervalued in week 1. No other lines really stand out with a bigger number than the ones that I've quoted. So it looks like the top four choices in Survivor Leagues for week 1, in no particular order, are Washington, Baltimore, Minnesota, and Seattle. What do you think? Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I've really enjoyed doing this podcast. I hope you enjoy listening to it. Let's tell me about your Survivor League. Send me your picks so I can talk about them here. We'll discuss more strategy as the year goes on. And thank you for listening to the season and series premiere of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Talk to you next week.